Okay, you still with us, Dave? Commissioner Fiskum?
Did it call him back?
Yeah.
Does it show a live call still?
Yeah, it still shows a live call.
He's just away.
He's stepped away for a second. Okay. We will come back into order. The regular meeting is back in order. And now we will go into executive session to conduct executive director performance review pursuant to ORS 192.660 sub 2 sub i, and to consult with legal counsel regarding current litigation or litigation likely to be filed pursuant to ORS 192.660 sub 2 sub h. I don't believe there are any members of the media present, or anyone else for that matter. It is commissioners and staff. And so with that, we will begin the executive session. First item, I turn to the page, which I should have done a moment ago. We will go to reports of preliminary review.
Well, there isn't.
So
we have the executive director's performance review to follow up.
Okay, yeah.
So you might remember last month when you conducted my performance review that there was a person questioning the amount of time they had to make comments about my performance to the commission, and they didn't think it was sufficient. And so I told you at the time that we'd agreed to keep that open for a longer period of time and bring you folks any comments that we received since last month. And so I'm here to report that we received, I didn't ask you this morning, but we received no comments.
He didn't comment?
No.
He did not comment, and neither did anybody else. But I said I would bring it back, and so that's what we did put it out there, but there were no comments. So I'm just reporting that as part of my performance review.
Okay.
Well, so review stands, huh?
Yeah. I guess it stands.
Review stands.
I'm still here.
That was a short agenda item, so we'll go to number 31, review of pending litigation.
So I'll start this out, but I'm going to turn this over to our legal counsel. Is that I think we've reported in the past that we have had, there's a disagreement out there, we have a case against us on a disposition of the case. But I'm going to let Amy talk about it specifically, because really what this agenda item requires is that you you consult with your legal counsel on litigation and litigation likely to be filed. So I'm going to turn it over.
Okay, so a claim was filed in Multnomah County Court, and it was with respect to an action. So before you ever see a complaint in preliminary review, the staff here is combing through them to see whether they should even be open. And this was a challenge of a failure to open a case. We had really thought, so I don't handle this, the trial division of the Department of Justice handles this, and so we had really thought that we would win on standing, and that complainants could not challenge the commission's disposition or the executive director, and we did not win on standing. And we also said that the executive director's decision pursuant to, you have a rule that allows them to pre-review the complaints and not open the preliminary review, that wasn't a final order, because you can bring another case with it. You can bring the same facts and say you missed something. But the court also found it was a final order. And we filed a motion to dismiss, and on those two grounds, but also a failure to state a claim that they wouldn't win anyway. We also lost on that motion. And the facts in this case happened to involved someone declaring a potential conflict. She was in the recommendary advisory committee role, and she did declare the conflict, and so it wasn't open. So unfortunately, the order that issued from the court, in addition to general counsel of trial and appellate not agreeing on the standing result, but it had very confusing language in which it found that the executive director had actually conducted the preliminary review, and seemed to suggest that the next step in this case would be to go investigation. And so we have filed a motion for clarification to get some direction from the court when the judgment issues, that what happened is that he decided that the case should have been open, that there should we should have initiated a preliminary review, and that that would be the next step in the case. We're preserving all our standing arguments and everything, but to be expeditious, how we would like to handle it is just to now open a preliminary review and go forward there. With the proviso that given this opinion and where he went on the motion to dismiss, if you do decide to dismiss it, we might be in litigation again.
With a bad precedent.
Yes. Except
are we appealing?
We are not at this point.
Well, they haven't filed the judgment
they
yet.
They haven't filed the judgment.
All we have is a letter of opinion.
Right now, we've just filed that motion for clarification, and I mean, it's real clear where the judgment will go. No, we preserved our claims to standing, final order, and all of that.
Is Multnomah County the proper venue?
I think that you can file an order in other than contested case where you reside or where the claim was, or in Marion County. So yeah.
So once it's open, this is going to be rendered moot, right? I mean, once the matter is open and actually brought before us.
We'll see.
Well,
the interesting part of that order is he seemed to be suggesting that the commission would have to go to investigation.
Ah.
But it was on a motion to dismiss, which takes all the facts claimed as
right.
True. There's and our motion for clarification is trying to point out to the judge, you've given this complainant some rights here, which we probably don't think he has for judicial review, but if we went right to investigation, we would deny all the statutory rights given to the respondent. We wouldn't have investigated it. She wouldn't have weighed in.
Right.
And it would be, and I think that would probably be convincing to the court when they see that. So that's where we are.
Who's the judge?
Walk.
He's very smart.
Yes, that's what I've been told. Mm-hmm. That's what I've been told.
Oh, who has a bad day?
So is it your advice that we change our practice?
That's going to be my question, yeah. What procedural change does this require?
I think we would have to talk about that probably. In open session as opposed to what we're doing in litigation.
Well, so this is your advice based on the litigation?
Based on the litigation, the question is?
Do you would recommend that we change our practice
of
consistent with the court's current order?
So there's many things in that order. So I think that there is direction to Director Burson on how to interpret the rule that we have to follow or change the rule. As far as your practice and anything substantive that he suggests and just decide to motion dismiss, I would say no. I think it is a little alarming that maybe someone, a complainant, could take this now and go to court. And what he analogized it to is, so there's a statute that any person can go to court and petition for the validity of a rule, administrative rule.
Right.
And it says, can go to court. And he said this was like that because you can complain to the commission, which we don't agree with. He also cited the Boy Scout case where the parent objected to the use of state funds, which the court there said that standing in this case is really unusual.
Wow.
So we don't agree with the rationale of it for sure, but the easiest, most expeditious thing to do right now is to just go to preliminary review, but he needs to give us something that we can do that.
So we'll keep you folks updated on this. I mean, we'll have reports in executive session on this litigation, because I think, as Amy said, I believe that if we go to preliminary review, and I suspect that the facts don't change, you folks may dismiss that in preliminary review. Hard to predict the future, but if that does happen, if we do anything other than really what I feel with him is find a violation, he will probably take us to task, and then we will be arguing the merits of the case at that time.
Yeah, I believe so, because conferring on this motion for clarification, we could not get the complainant, who is acting as counsel, to even agree to that. Because I think
he's his own lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because
that's why
he is a lawyer.
He is a lawyer.
Okay. But I think that he believes that the opinion says what it seems to say, that you have to go right to investigation. So
would it be our decision whether or not to appeal once a judgment is issued, or does DOJ make that decision?
I think that we would bring you some advice on that. We'd probably meet in executive session and talk about what you wanted to do.
Yeah. And right now, although the judge's decision would be binding on us in this case, it wouldn't hold precedential effect.
Yes, I agree. And I also, in our motion, we've said we are not giving up any argument, even in this case, on standing or, yeah, standing. The final order issue would go away, but the standing issue.
So we act on this person's complaint for a normal process, although that would have resulted in how it was disposed of. But if we open up the investigation, in some regards, it limits our, tell me if I got this right, it would limit our exposure as a public body is having to change rules in the future. This could just be a one-off. We deal with it and move on.
That is correct. And it seems like this doesn't, I mean, this, I don't know when the last time it came up. Someone had thought that there was an AWOP, a firm without appeal. In an earlier case, many years ago when this happened, where the person lost on standing.
And we actually provided that information to them.
But it's, it doesn't come up very often.
Yeah, I believe Thank that you. Was back in, boy, I want to say 7 or 8. That
it's a really weird bootstrap to say that just because any person can challenge an administrative rule,
it is.
That you can then... it's very surprising to me.
Yeah, because the statute that allows you to challenge an administrative rule says you can go to court to challenge, and administrative rules, right by definition, are broad in effect, where this is, it didn't make sense to any of us, but it's what it says.
It'd be very different if you brought a challenge to our rule.
Yeah, oh,
instead
completely.
Of our actual action on the rule.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's all I had, Chair.
Okay, Executive Director Burson, did you also want to say something about, I may have been wrong, but in your office this morning you were going to say something about the Hayes case?
No, we'll do that in open session.
I didn't think that was an AD or executive session thing. So is there anything else in executive session? Looks like not. So without objection, I will adjourn the executive session. And we'll come back into open session, and I believe where we are on the agenda.